Wednesday night, or the Zion of some halachas about the 9 days, about Shabbos specifically. Okay, so I got a lot of shilas if you're allowed to learn Torah this Shabbos. No one asked me, I guess, if you're allowed to learn Torah tonight, apparently. So, if they would have, maybe there'd be more people here. But they didn't. But they asked me about Shabbos. So, the din is that Shabbos, you can certainly learn in the morning till Chatzos. That's for sure. The Mishnah Berurah paskens. You know, Tish above, you know. After Chatzos, so, you know, if you would learn the things that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, that is preferred, but since you, if you do. If not, then you certainly, there be your halacha paskins, you can rely on what they call the Mechilin, I know some people might call them the Machmirim, they call them the Mechilim, and you can learn other things as well. So that's what Mishnah Berurah paskins. You could learn the whole Shabbos, Torah. Again, maybe it's preferred to learn things you're allowed to learn Tisha B'Av, but Lamaisa, if you're holding by learning, and which you're supposed to be, and you're not going to learn the things that are mutar to learn Tisha B'Av, you don't know what, where, I'm giving a shiur grada, Medrash Rabbah and Eicha. We'll give a little plug for that shiur at 5 o'clock. I'm going to be learning Medrash Rabbah and Eicha. Okay, that's that. Now, if a woman, let's say a muberes, meinika, I'm getting a lot of shilas, people think if it's a nitcha, they don't have to fast, which is not exactly true. But al kaponim, if a woman does eat on Tisha B'Av, she has to remember to make havdalah first. And shilas, you know, I happen to think, and don't bother me, I don't see that beer here is chamar medina. Maybe I'm shopping in the wrong supermarkets. I don't know. Maybe it is. What's that? Gold Star? What's that called? That is that beer? What's that? What Gold Star? What is that? That's beer?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it is Chamar Medina. I don't see it. So the Maisa, you can, if there is no Chamar Medina, or you're not sure about Chamar Medina, then you make on grape juice. Now the question, then you could make on preferably grape juice over wine. She has to make Abdallah. Now, women have a tendency, they don't want to make Abdallah. It's like a folklore that they really shouldn't drink the wine. There's a shaila if they can make, if they're mechuyev in Abdallah, but they could certainly make Abdallah. It's no worse than they make a bracha on every Zman Groma. So they could certainly make Abdallah. So what should they do? If they could make Abdallah, they should make Abdallah, and they have to make Abdallah before they eat. And they could use grape juice for the Havdalah. But they don't want to drink, so what do you do? So they can do what many, many people did last Motzei Shabbos. They can get a cotton that's higiyah l'chinuch of brachas and not higiyah l'chinuch of avelos on Yerushalayim, and they could be motzi the cotton in Bar Pri HaGofen, and they can make Havdalah for themselves, and he'll drink the grape juice. Actually, what the husband can actually make Havdalah for her. And, if she doesn't want to drink the grape juice, that's not going to work. Okay. So what should you do? She doesn't want to, she'll have to make for a cotton, that's all. Or she can make on beer. Maybe she doesn't mind drinking beer. If beer is Chamar Medina here, I don't know. I don't. Okay, that's it. But the Iker is she should remember to make Havdalah. Okay. See you.